Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You don't know what God could do with a healing. One person get healed, and their family were unbelievers. Did you hear me now? And they see and know this is a miracle of God. They can't deny it. There it is standing in front of them. And they have to reassess what they thought. They could wind up getting saved. They could wind up having a ministry. Do you see what I'm talking about? Where does it end? You don't know a fraction of it in this life. Healing is important. Us living our full term down here. Us running our whole race. Us being unhindered, unimpeded. You do realize that if you're just half alive, you're not going to be able to work in the ministry to the extent, to the degree that you should. If you spend more time in the doctor's office than you do praying or in ministry or doing something else, it's a hindrance to you. All your money is spent on medicine. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it goes on and on. It's a thing of the enemy to choke you, to restrict you. And you've got some confused preachers. It'll tell you God put this on you. He's teaching you something. Well, why in the world would God give us the Great Commission? You're talking about a job. Reach the whole world with the gospel. And then he's going to make you so sick and broke that you can't leave the house. And if you could, you don't feel like it. And if you felt a little better, you couldn't afford to. You see what I'm talking about? It doesn't make sense. No, God's not getting glory out of you and me being incapacitated and sick and weak and broke. That's a lie of the devil. Don't you believe it? No, he wants you strong. He wants you prosperous. He wants you with plenty of strength and plenty of resources and to go plenty of years and do your job in the earth and take a lot of fruit with you when you go. And when you leave aged and full and satisfied. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen?
If that requires healing and overcoming and miracles and finance, then God is well able to do it. Well able to do it. And the Spirit of God moves in these areas. Part of the way areas that He moves is in healing and in miracles. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Acts. The 10th chapter. You got time for some more? You know this, but let's remind ourselves of it. Acts 10, Peter's preaching. And in Acts 10, 37, well, excuse me, 36 we'll start with. He said, the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Notice how he starts off. He said, the word that he sent. Now let's back up all the way to Genesis. When did we see the Spirit move? When the word came forth. Now we see him and he's over the face of the deep, but what's he doing? That we don't see manifestation. We don't see demonstration. We don't see it. We see him there. But then when the word came forth, we see power. And when you see the power of God manifested, the Holy Ghost is there. That's him. That's him. And here the word was sent. Verse 37, that word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Power. Holy Ghost and power. Did you know he doesn't go anywhere without his power? But can he be somewhere and the power not be in manifestation? Yes, he can. Thousands of churches are testimony of that. And the Bible even talked about in the latter days, there'd be a whole group of folks that they have a form of godliness, but what? They deny the power. They said, no, we don't believe in all that. Whew, that scares folks. And we think we know something about it. And I tell you, we know precious little. We know so little. But I am believing the Lord that he manifests himself to the extent we get an education. But let me warn you now, a lot of the ways he moves is different than how you thought or how I thought. And we may be going, whoa, wow. And there are ways he can move that in a second or two, every one of us have our nose in the carpet going, cool, glory to God, the Lord, he is God. But do you desire it? Do you desire and hunger for the real manifestation of the true Spirit of God? It'll manifest the Word. The power manifestation will magnify Jesus. Oh, can you see it? Keep reading. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing, 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 all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Man, if you didn't know, but just that one verse. Just this one verse, you ought to know it's God's will for you to be healed. If you just one verse. Here, all the people that were sick that got healed under Jesus' ministry, and that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. All of them were said to be oppressed of the devil. So, man, it's blasphemous to try to say God put it on them when the Bible very plainly says the devil was oppressing them. Yeah. And he healed them. Somebody said, well, now, he just did that to prove that he's the Son of God. No. No. You hadn't got to heal everybody to prove that point. Amen. You take a few outstanding cases, right? And you say, I'm going to prove to you that I am who I say I am there. And if he's doing that, then he failed to do it in his own hometown. Because the Bible said he could there do no mighty works. And they were challenging him. They were going, prove it. They were throwing down the gauntlet. They were saying, prove it. We've heard about all this stuff that's happened with you in other places. Do it right here in your own hometown. Prove it. And he didn't. I said he didn't. Nope. He said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. What are we looking at? We are looking every time somebody was healed under his ministry, we're looking at the will of God. The unchanging will of God for all people for all time. How did he do it? He did it by the Holy Ghost. He did it by the power of God that was on him. Amen. Oh, can you say amen? Amen? Healed all who were oppressed. Yes. Has that changed for today?
No, sir.
turn back just a few pages to the fourth chapter and realize that now reading in the fourth chapter here, this is after Jesus has gone to the cross. This is after he's been raised from the dead. This is after he has ascended up on high. So he's got nothing to prove. And he's not even on the earth personally. The Spirit of God is. But in the church, do we still see healing?
Amen.
Why? Well, because it's the will of God. And we see the disciples get called on the carpet over a healing. You know, if you'll be honest and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts, and put a big star or underline everywhere something said about healing, you're going to come away with a revelation. Healing is big time important to Jesus. It's a big part of the gospel. It's a big part of the church. And people who try to explain it away are ignoring realms of scripture. Here, a man gets healed. You remember the lame man at the gate called Beautiful? Everybody knew he was crippled. Everybody knew he'd been that way for all those years. Everybody saw him every day. It's an outstanding thing. And there he is, jumping around and running and walking. And everybody knows it's got to be a miracle. Well, it shook the whole city. Does God still do things like this today? Could God heal some people in this town or in towns on the other side of the planet? And shake villages. There are people where they themselves, the leader of the county, or the leader of the village, or the leader of the city, or in some cases leader of the country, they themselves are very ill. Or their spouse or their child is very ill, and a miraculous healing of these people would shake a whole nation. Overnight, it would change policy. You've read in the book of Acts, haven't you? How whole cities were turned and changed by healings and miracles. God hasn't changed the way he operates. People have changed. People have gotten cold and backslid and gone to seminary and explained it away. But God has not changed. This is still the way he gets a hold of people and shows them his goodness.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me